Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening. It is your sister, Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook. And, of course, this is Monday night, and you are listening to Taking It to the Streets. Hallelujah. So I just want to welcome each and every one of you here tonight. And I praise God that I am used mightily to say something, say anything, hallelujah, that will bring you into a better relationship and a closer walk with Jesus. Now, of course, I don't start any program without first and foremost inviting the guest of honor into the midst, that would be my Lord and Savior Jesus. So won't you please bow your hearts with me as I go to the Lord. Oh, Most High, I come singing nothing but praises to your holy and mighty name. Lord, I thank you for yet another opportunity to go out over the airwaves, Lord, and to give a word, hallelujah, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, just allow me to continue to decrease so that you might have all the increase. And Lord, I pray that your people will truly be blessed. Hallelujah. They will be informed. They will be equipped. They will be endowed. Hallelujah. By the teaching on tonight. And Father, you know my fervent prayers always. If somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, hallelujah, that tonight would be the night that they would make that ever so important decision and call on you to be their Lord and their Savior. It is in your holy and righteous name I do pray it all. Amen and amen and amen. Okay, brother, with me for the last couple of weeks, you know, we have been having an up close and personal look at the third person in the body of our triune God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So on tonight, we're going to of how in tune are you to the Holy Spirit? Now, we have went on the past couple of weeks, we have gone over the Spirit is, and we have talked about some of the things that the Holy Spirit does. We talked about the fact that the more that we grow in walking in the Spirit, the more the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth to us about ourselves, about the Word of God, about His glory and His love and His might and His power and His majesty, all that good stuff, et cetera, et cetera. The Holy Spirit reveals the truth to us about the unity of the Spirit. You see, I implored you, I ask you fervently to please allow the Holy Spirit to come into power in your life. Because by walking in power in the Holy Spirit, we are able to do, to act, to walk in, and to live out that abundant life that Jesus died for us to have. We looked at the fact that the Holy Spirit gives us power, power over the works of Satan. And we looked at 1 John 10, 17 through 20, and 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. Hallelujah. We looked at the fact that the Holy Spirit gives us power. And Amen. We looked at 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, and Romans 6, hallelujah. And we found out that we are not only do power over our sin, that gives us the power to be overcomers, hallelujah. And then we looked at the fact that He gives us power to live the life God has called us to live. And we cited Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. He gives us the power to do the work of God, as declared and decreed in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 12. And then we talked about The fact that it is the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to love as God does. And last week, I took my time on this one because, see, none of the other things will matter if we don't do it from the power of love, with the power of love, and because of the power of love. So we looked at the whole chapter, 13th chapter of Corinthians. Okay, we sure did. Yes, we did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we looked at the fact that we all know to bear witness to the scripture I just read, we know that the Holy Spirit gives us the power to produce the fruit of the Spirit. And we know that's found in Galatians 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. See, when we love God and we love one another, there is going to be evidence that the power of the Holy Spirit is cultivating these fruit in our lives. Because, and when he does that, saints, it gives us the power to walk in freedom. And we didn't have to look any further than Galatians chapter 5, 1, Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 2. And then we're going to talk about more of this one tonight. He gives us the power to pray. 8:26, the Spirit, our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. So sometimes at those times that we don't go to the store, and all we can do is moan or groan. See, the Holy Spirit has that power to translate all of that and take it right on up there to the throne room. He also gives us the powers to be children of God. Hallelujah. And if there was ever, and we cited Romans 8:14 through 16, because saints of God, if there was ever a time that God needed his children to be and operate like his children, now, yes, it would. So we also looked at, once we looked at what he gives us the power to do, who he is, what he gives us the power to do, we talked about how do we get in tune with the Holy Spirit. Well, first and foremost, one has to tune the flesh before it can be tuned into the Spirit. You see, we talked about how our body is a gift. And so we can basically think or do whatever we want. And if we are found not fit, we're always going to be surrounded by problems that are related to our body. And this will not allow us to think in a positive direction. You see, in today's world, we're that microwave, we are a microwave people. You know, we want everything right now. Give it to me. I want instant gratification. I want instant verification of what you say is true. But that is only topped by our desire for the Holy Spirit. See, if we want more of the Holy Spirit, we have to want it. We will sit down at his and say, teach me, yes. Search me, correct me, then teach me, search me, correct me, then teach me. Hallelujah. And last week I used the example of our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. She's a very dear friend of mine. She is a co-laborer. Hallelujah. And we have known each other for a long time, and she is one of those women she's like a Naomi to me,
a spiritual Naomi to me, because she's one that I can go to and I can just get counsel and I can just sit at her feet and just know that when she's telling me something, hallelujah, she's telling me the truth, and she's telling me because she loves me. And I love just sitting down and fellowshipping with her.
Thank you, Lord.
So if I can feel that way about Apostle Zeta, how much more should I feel that way about the Spirit of the Almighty God?
Yes.
Okay? I'm just saying.
Amen.
And then I told you that if we want to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit, we have to understand ceasing is not an option, but it is an absolute necessity. Because, see, if we want to get in tune with language, and when the way we speak his language is by declaring the word of God, praying the word of God, hallelujah, and then believing the word of God, okay? All right, look. If you are not being convicted by the word of God, if you don't truly believe the word of God, what are you praying for? It does us absolutely no good to pray knowing that the Holy Spirit now, and we're supposed to be Christians now, we're supposed to know that the Holy Spirit is taking what we're praying straight to the throne room.
Man.
You know, our requests are not going to get lost in the mail. Our requests are not going to be thrown in a chapter 13 file. They're going straight to the throne room. So then why do we act like after we pray, we're going to sit up and worry about it? See, the only time we're going to get results is when we pray believing, pray expecting, pray trusting, and pray by obeying, and trusting by obeying, okay?
Yeah.
Now, after all this talk about the Holy Spirit, some of you may be asking, how can I hear from the Holy Spirit? How can I personally hear from the Holy Spirit? Well, I came to tell you tonight, if you have been walking with me or if you have ever studied anything about the Holy Spirit, you will understand that there is no magic formula that can help us in hearing from the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, listening to God's people can help us in making a connection with the Holy Spirit. You know, if I want to be closer to God, I'm going to hang out with godly people.
Yeah.
Because, see, a lot of times, you know, the Holy Spirit will use his servant leaders or to share a special message with you. Or they may use one of those elders in the church to pull you to the side. Now, wait a minute now. Lord Jesus, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me back this up just one little bit, okay? Although I say this, I want you to hear me clearly. This does not mean that you have to start following every person who claims that they are a man or woman of God.
Right.
Okay? Because we have a whole lot of false prophets out here today. When I say listen to people of God, I'm talking about listening to Holy Ghost fed, Holy Ghost filled, and Holy Ghost led servant leaders who are not only spirit filled, but they're pure at heart and they are true believers in Jesus Christ. See, Angela, first of all, these are the kind of people, there's no shame in their game. See, these are the ones that are saying, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay. These people, everything that they have, in everything that they are, in everything that they do, because they believe, they are convicted, they are sold out. The word of God revealed to them. Psalms 100 verse 4 says, you should pray to God regularly and give thanks to him for everything you have. And we should. Because you know what I love about the Holy Spirit? He's so loving. Fine-tuned.
Yes.
Fine-tuned. He's not doing it because, I'm going to show them something. I can do it better than them. When the Holy Spirit corrects us, he's going to only deal with bona fide, qualified, certified, equipped members of his team.
Amen.
See, the God we serve, he knows our thoughts. He knows our motives before he even formed us in our mother's womb. So he does not waste his time with those who want lukewarm or those that want the benefits, but they don't want to do the work. They don't want to listen to the Holy Spirit. They don't want the fruits of the Spirit developed in them. They just want to continue to receive heavenly benefits with worldly ways. And it has never and it will never work. And we talked about some important teachings that Jesus gave us. Because we see in stories where Jesus healed people. And, you know, and he told, he did, he gave us an instruction. He says, follow me. Help find other, and you will help followers. That's what he said in Matthew 4:18 through 22. We see Jesus' compassion for everybody that he helped. And he did not, he was not a respecter of person. Jesus for the despised, the outcast, and guess what? He wants us to do the same. So if you want to, hallelujah, get more, you've got to do what Jesus did.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then we got to know and understand. God says a new commandment, like love your enemies. Jesus preached that. Love your enemies. Don't hate.
Thank you.
Child. You can go over to Matthew 5. That. Now, tonight I'm going to finish with three ways to improve a hearing from the Holy Spirit. Because one of the questions people ask me the most is, well, like I said, okay, I heard all the teachings about the Holy Spirit, but like I said, how do I hear from them? Well, like I said, there is no 1, 2, 3 way. Formula, you know, giving you some of the disciplines that we can implement to put ourselves in a place from the Holy Spirit more clearly. You have to remember something. The Holy Spirit is always speaking.
Amen.
The question becomes, are you listening? Are you really listening? And key in on these 3 points, and there's only 3 of them, but I think it's so important because, and you cannot hear it enough. I need you to know and understand. When you focus on the Word of God, that is one of the most effective ways that we can improve our ability to hear the Holy Spirit. So the more that we get into God's word, and the more we are convicted by that word, we can truly be the beneficiaries of Jesus' promise in John 15:7, where he said, but if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything yes. you won't.
Thank you,
and it won't. You know, if I have not been focusing enough on the word, well, the Holy Spirit talks to you through it. Directs your thoughts as you go about your day. He brings that word into your mind when something challenging arises. And then he helps you to know what to do.
Amen.
You know. It might be something as simple as you're sitting on the way. You've got clergy license plates, bumper stickers that says Jesus paid for it all on one side, and on the other side, for Jesus I live and for Jesus I die. And then somebody cuts you off on the freeway. See, it's the Holy Spirit. Because you, instead of cursing, shouting curses on your horn or fools, it's the Holy Spirit that has you say, "Oh, the devil is a lie." Okay. I'm not going to take that ride with you. I'm going to, Lord Jesus, touch that situation right there, because the way that person is driving, they will kill somebody if you do not put a hedge of protection around these people on this freeway.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know, that's saying, Lord Jesus, this is a, instead of me acting a fool, of escalating the situation, I'm going to de-escalate the situation. If you need to get somewhere that fast that you want to go, ma'am, knock yourself out. But I tell you, saints of God, we have to spend time in the Word, okay? We just can't crack our Bibles on Sunday morning when the pastor, the preacher, the teacher says turn to. What I say, we have to focus on the Word of God. That means that we read it more than, you know, every now and again. I'm talking about we have to look at the Word of God as the treasure that it is. And because it is our guide. It is our basic instructions before leaving earth. The Word of God, hallelujah, took care of the church, the first century, and God still today. When we're walking His Word, we hear the Holy Spirit when we listen to God's people. You know, some Christians, they memorize a few Bible verses. And, beloved, they turn into Holy Ghost Junior. They know everything. They don't want to listen to nobody. Okay? But, see, you need to know and understand that when we listen to the people of God, He's not just speaking to you. He's speaking to all God's people.
Amen.
And, you know, some of them people, if you mess around and pay attention, you might find out that they have received a message from the Lord for the church. You know, like when the Lord spoke to me through the apostles, or when the Lord gives, you know, or if when the Lord give you some a revelation. You know. See, true prophets of God, they are not, they do not, they cannot be compared to Miss Cleo, or Sacky Friends.
Amen.
See, these are people, like I said, that are Holy Ghost filled. They're pure at heart, and they're going to tell you what thus saith the Lord. Don't give them anything to say. Guess they are saying nothing. They are not coming amongst God's people. Tell them, oh yeah, I see a in your future next year. Oh, yeah, that husband, God is about to bless you with husband. Oh, yeah. Now, see, look here. That person hasn't told you anything that isn't already known.
Thank you,
Steve. The word of God says that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing.
Yeah.
See, if a woman wants to be a wife, first of all, she needs to make sure she's wife material.
Amen.
She got to obey the word of God. The word of God says when a man finds, you, instead of out chasing the men, you need to be on your post reading your Bible and diligently praying, waiting to be found.
Yeah.
Oh. You have to understand, no man is an island. You have to know for yourself when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And one of the things that blesses my soul so much is by coming together with my brothers and sisters here on Spirit Alive, and, you know, we pray together.
Yeah.
You know, people can hear the love. They can feel it. Nobody's on here trying to compete or, you know, make a point or make anybody feel or look bad or judge anybody. We're here to minister together. And we're blessed to be able to do it. The Holy Spirit has, not only does he have our permission to move from heart to heart and breast to breast, we're calling for him. Come, Holy Spirit, use us. Use us as a family.
Amen.
You know, because see, when we're in tune and in line as a family, we're more apt to do what you called us to do when nobody's looking.
Amen.
And thanks to God, and you know why that is? Because we hear the Holy Spirit when we listen in prayer. You know, prayer is our conversation with God. Conversation means you talk, he listens. He listens, he talks, you shut up, and you listen. And then you obey. Okay?
Amen.
It's as simple as that. You can't go up there to God doing all the talking. You can't listen if your lips are moving.
Amen.
You know, and some of us, we are, like I said, we are so impatient.
Yeah.
On a Monday, if it hasn't manifested by Tuesday night, we throw in a hissy fit. Okay?
Amen.
But yet, we say that we understand that everything that God does is perfect. We say that we understand that God's timing is perfect. So how can you say that out of one side of your mouth and yet be impatient? How can you say you love God, but yet you won't yield to the ministry and the purpose and the power of his Holy Spirit? How can you say that you love Jesus when you won't receive the gift that he's given only to those that believe on him, just for you? He died so that we might have eternal life. He died so that we could be reconciled to the Father. And he knew before he left here, we did not have the ability to reconcile ourselves back to the Father. Okay? Because if we had the power to do that, we would have had the power to save ourselves in the first place. Okay?
Amen.
So he said, you know, you should want me to go away. Because when I go away, then I'm going to send you a comforter, a teacher, a helpmate, Somebody that's going to make my world come alive in you. Somebody that's going to give you wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment. Hallelujah. You will be able to go and lay hands on folks and they shall recover. You shall be able to speak a word, hallelujah, and healing will come about. Hallelujah. You will be able to speak a word over a situation and it will come into manifestation. Hallelujah. Because when you are walking by the Spirit of the Most High God, when you are leaning not into your own understanding, but in all your ways, you're acknowledging all three persons of that triune God.
Oh, yeah.
You can fail. You cannot fail. So I just pray that you will speak more and be careful of the people that you keep company with. Somebody get to even... Said everybody calls Lord, Lord, I'm not going to know this. So I would suggest, you know, me personally, I pray about every relationship, every relationship. I said, Lord, be at the center of this relationship, whether it is mother-daughter relationship, sister-brother relationship, whatever that relationship is, I'm saying, Lord, you're at the head of this relationship. I want to be a part of this relationship as you would have me to be a part of this relationship. Show me how to love this person the way that they need to be loved by you. Show me how to share this word with a person so they can be convicted by you. Lord, help me, Jesus, to live this world so they can see that it can be done.
Okay.
And I'm just going to continue to trust you, believe you, obey you. Because your spirit will never, ever, ever lie to me. Your spirit will never, never, ever manipulate me. Your Holy Spirit will never tell me to make a wrong move. Your spirit will never condemn me. See, you know we have an enemy of our faith. But hallelujah, when you walking in the Spirit of the Most High God, there's not a thing he can do with you. Hallelujah, and to God be the glory. So that concludes this teaching. I just want us to be praying more, reading more, getting around true Christians more that are truly speaking to the goodness of God and not the problems of the world. Get around folks that know how to say hallelujah anyhow. You know. Get around folks that's not buying into what their eyes see and their ears hear because they're trusting what God has already said. You know.
Amen.
So right now, I know I have Apostle Zeta Flowers in the room, and hey, she always has some nuggets because this is one woman that does truly walk by the Spirit. But if anybody else is up in here tonight and you want to just touch and agree or put your praise on it, at this time, if you would press your 1 on your keypad, that will let me know that you want to join in on this conversation as well. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you're in our chat rooms, if you would type your question or your comment or your amens, hallelujah, your sister bishop will see that too. Amen, amen. But in the meantime, and in between time, I'm going to ask Lord Jesus, my dear sister friend and mother, my pastor mama sister friend, Apostle Zeta Flowers, to come on into the room.
Praise the Lord. Well, it was another very good teaching tonight, and I'm sure that the listeners got much out of it because I did, and my spirit bore witness with everything that was said, and I like the way you shared about how, you know, the workings of the Holy Spirit. How the Spirit bears witness and make an intercession for us.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes we're not even able, you know, sometimes be in a situation where they can't get it out. But they may be in such pain or, you know, just going through grief or many, they could be many things. And they're in a position, they're not in a position to really speak it out like they would normally. And the Holy Spirit knows what you're feeling on the inside, knows what your situation is at that time. But the Father
Yes.
because he intercept, praise God, for us in those times.
Yes.
And I heard people say, and that I've been in that position myself, where I couldn't get a prayer out. I couldn't get it, you know. You know, things were kind of heavy, and but knowing God and knowing who He is, I knew that I was going to be blessed. I knew that.
Amen. I heard that.
I really like that. How you brought that out, and also I don't know if you mentioned it, but the Holy Spirit searches all things. You know.
Yes, He does. So, everything.
You know, He knows all about us. So in there are times He nudges us, needs to nudge us. You know.
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
You know, if we walk by the Spirit, you know, the won't be exercised in us.
That's right.
If we walk by the Spirit, because He will lead and guide us. You know.
Amen.
So He will not lead us somewhere where, you know, where we don't need to be, like that she was saying earlier. You know, he's careful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to lead us in the right place.
In the right place, all the time.
Yes, all the time, all the time. And even there might be times that we feel like we should go to a certain place or whatever, and it might seem ever so right to be there. But it may not be God to be there.
That's right.
And He wants us to be where He wants us to be. And so the Holy Spirit allow us to know. And so that's why we have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit so that we can know, like she said earlier, know what He's saying to us individually so.
That's right.
And,
amen.
And we can't go wrong. We won't go off the path if we are walking by the Spirit. Because if we're walking by the Spirit, we're led.
Hallelujah.
We're not leading.
You better say that, Apostle Vader. You better say that, okay?
Amen. So it behooves us to walk by the Spirit.
You know, in the Spirit. And see, what I love about it, again, you are a perfect example why the Holy, you know, it's good to be around people that really love the Lord. Because, see, you know, what I love is that the Holy Spirit gives us power. You know, He intercesses for us. You know, because God the Father and Jesus loves us, He gives that kind of love, that's that kind of agape that we need. So that we can walk in the scripture that says love covers a multitude of sin. You know,
Amen.
We're not quick to be offended. You know, we're slow to anger. You know, quick to reconcile.
That's it.
You know,
Amen.
Quick to pray and slow to speak. You know what I mean? That's the Holy, all of that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, when the Holy Spirit is the one who, when we do right, wrong, he makes us do right anyway.
Yeah.
Like
Amen.
I said,
Amen.
He keeps, because you know what? Not only will we consider the cost of what it will cost us personally, we consider how it the boy or that little girl.
Yeah.
You know, we want the world to know God. We are his children. We have his DNA in us. We have been cleansed by the blood of his son, Jesus. But you must first of all be connected to the soul. If you do not know Christ in the pardon of your sin, let me introduce you first and foremost to the Holy Spirit. Now, if the Holy Spirit is tapping, oh, hallelujah, go on and answer it.
Amen.
Because, see, it is that is convicting you. It is he that is telling you to come. It is he that is standing there with to be bestowed upon you. And all, you know, and the beautiful thing about it is the Lord doesn't put, he changes us, hallelujah, but he does not put us through changes.
Amen.
Hear me.
Amen.
Walk with me. He changes us, but he doesn't put us through any changes. All, you know, it's not, oh, well, on Tuesday, if you want to be saved, you're going to have to walk around the city five. You're going to have to go and do this, and you got to do, no. See, the Lord is there forevermore. And one way and one way only, and that is by making Jesus your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And just like there is no 1-2-3 formula of getting more to, of getting to know the Holy Spirit better, there is no 1-2-3 formula for salvation. But I'm going to tell you the components of it. What you need to do is bow your heart. Not just your head. Bow your whole, bow everything that needs to be prostrate before God and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Confess that sin. Please forgive me of my sin and come into my life and save me. For I believe that you are the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
For God, how to live for you. I want to be all that you have called me to be. Now, I have no clue of what that's going to look like or what that's going to be like, but I know that you do, and I pray it all in Jesus' holy name.
Yes.
And see, thanks God, if you prayed that prayer right there, you don't have to wonder if you saved. You know, you can know that you saved.
Amen.
I don't love the world. You know, he gave his only begotten son so that whosoever believeth on him should have everlasting life. That is a promise straight from God above.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If we confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart that Jesus is the Son of God and God raised him from the dead, it does not say, it says you shall be saved.
Amen.
Walk in and prepare yourself for the visitation of the Holy Spirit. Don't say saved and then don't say you're being saved. Whatever need in your life was given to you when Jesus hung, bled, and died false for sins he didn't even commit. Now, if that's love, I don't know what he is. Now, I know that time and down, I have time for a couple Would anybody else like to have a word? Or would anybody else like to just add their praise? Know why they know that they know that they are in tune with the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just love talking about the Holy Spirit, because you know what I said, Mother Apostle, they have missed about the Holy Spirit up on Sunday. And then before they can get the Holy Spirit, all the lights have to play. The deacon got to pray just right. You know, the preacher is exact right there. And I'm saying, if you don't go in already in tune with the Holy Spirit, you might not find it. So don't wait for another man to ignite the fire in you. God all by himself.
Yeah.
All you need to do is look to him and the power of his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He can set your fire. You might be that you are the next, hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer with me tonight, I'm going to prophesy over you. Hello, you are a trailblazer for the Most High God. You, newcomer, qualifies, equips, validates, accepts unconditionally to call him Abba Father.
Yes.
We got to be out here alone, trying to live this life alone, not because Jesus loved us so much, he gave us the gift. So I just continually do all things to the Spirit. If you don't hear a word from the Spirit, don't you move. Don't you speak. If the Holy Spirit hasn't told you to go there, don't you go there.
Amen.
Because of the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You have been listening. And I, once again, being in tune with the Holy Spirit. And we can always do that by. Those are three surefire ways. And then if you add fasting to that, hallelujah, add devotionals to that, regular devotional times.
Amen.
Don't get so caught up in what to do that you don't.
Okay.
So again, you've been listening, taking it to the streets, being in tune with the Holy Spirit. I am Shalene Cook. I want to thank Apostle Zeta Flower. She is the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship Church, California. If you are in the East Bay and you are looking for a place to worship, hallelujah, she always posts, or she will keep you informed as to when she's having services and where. And, of course, you can always first right here on the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So it is. I pray that you all continue to have a week.
Amen.
The faith is yours. It is our fervent prayer. Good night, and God bless you.
Good night.
Ministries Network. God bless you. Thank you. Much everybody. Thank you for listening. Everybody in here, I see you. God bless you.
Amen.